This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
98.9 FM, Murray Country. We have Benny Allen joining us on the line now. How are you?
I'm really well. Thank you so much for talking to me this morning.
You're in a good perky mood.
Yeah.
I try. there's two options. I either turn it on and we have a perky Benny, or I could sit there and be grumpy, and I don't think anyone's going to enjoy that.
Nah, bro, you've come in hot this morning. We appreciate that, because I was feeling a little bit down in the dumps. But you've brought the energy, bro. It's a good feel.
Thank you so much. I'm pretty stoked with how well my new song's been doing. So it's a good way to be.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, congratulations. It was released at the beginning of the month and debuted at number one on the iTunes country chart.
Unbelievable. Good work.
I was blown away when I woke up with that. We know the theme of the song is about me being tired all the time. But I tell you what, when you wake up and check the charts at 3 o'clock in the morning, you can't get back to sleep after that, I tell you.
I mean, I think that it's quite relatable. I feel like we could all relate to that.
Well, on Brekkie Radio, Tari, you'd be well and truly in the mindset.
Oh, absolutely.
I had that same thought last night. I was thinking, I've got to make sure I get up early to talk to you guys. And I thought, well, hang on a second, I'm not getting up early. You're up early. You're already working.
Yeah, we're nearly done here.
Yeah, that's it.
This is lunchtime by the time we get off air for us.
Yeah, I can't imagine how you guys do it. I tip my hat to you.
Thank you. Well, it's a bit of a random topic. How did you come up with this as your theme?
Oh, look, I was having one of those nights where I just couldn't get to sleep, and laying there staring at the ceiling, and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and had that sarcastic little inner voice go off that just said, no wonder you're so tired all the time, sort of thing. And I thought, hang on, I've got something here. And I think by about 4 o'clock in the morning, I'd written the lyric while I was laying there in bed, and so I just had to put it to music the next day, and bing, bang, boom, there's a song.
Nice. And where are you, Benny? Where do you stay?
Look, I'm in Victoria, mate. So I'm just outside the Dandenong Ranges, which is about 50K outside Melbourne.
Yeah, the only COVID-free place at the moment, isn't it?
How surprising. Yeah. What a nice turn of tables for you.
Yeah, I think every other time I've talked to you guys about a song release, I've been in lockdown. So it's been nice, but it's not great watching the rest of the country go through what it is. And you just got to hope that we can all pull together and do the right things, and everyone can come out of it the other side.
How tough was all those lockdowns down there? They were extended. There was periods of months at a time, and I spoke to people, and I think their mental health was a big part of trying to get through those times. How about yourself, Benny?
Look, I was pretty lucky in that I haven't transitioned to being a full-time user yet. I'm still a self-employed tradesman, and I'm in an essential service, so I was still able to work and to feed the family, which, that obviously takes a huge amount of pressure off. I've really felt sorry for some of my mates, and even now, just watching, the gigs that people have had, cancelled, and, it's not... They're not people going out the weekend warriors having a bit of fun and going, hey, this is a good thing to do on a Saturday afternoon. These are people that this is how they pay their bills. And, I really feel for everyone, both in, the music industry, but also, hospitality and tourism and those sort of services that really require us all being out and about. You just really feel for everyone.
Yeah, I think... It must be nice for all the Victorian-based musicians at the moment. You're actually getting to get out there and get some stuff done and not be doing it from your kitchen table.
Oh, look, that is the nice thing, that you can start trying to plan some things. But, look, I've just watched a few mates that have, just headed up towards, they were heading up through New South Wales to head to Tamworth for the Hats Off to Country Festival that they do, the Winter Festival. And, they've just all been, lost gigs all over the place and now being locked down and all that sort of thing. But, no, it is nice down here. And, look, I've always, and this is probably good advice for anyone that finds themselves in those lockdowns, that you don't worry about what you can't do, you worry about what you can do. And so what I could do, you know, was I could still write songs and I could still record things at home and work with Michael Carpenter, who was up in Sydney. We've got the internet and all those sort of wonderful things now where, you know, you can still work with people and collaborate and do all that sort of stuff. And, you know, if you concentrate on what you can do, you end up, you know, coming out of it all right at the other end.
All right, Benny, well, we appreciate your time, brother. We got the new song here ready to go. Made it to number one on the charts. Oh. It's called Tide All The Time. And, Benny, we appreciate you, brother. Take care.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a good day.
Picks them up and then it puts them down. Anytime I ask him, he tells me he's just fine. So why am I so tired all the time?
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.